Has anybody used passkeys as your 2FA method on GitLab? Oh, cool. Oh, awesome, awesome. All right, we should talk after the talk. Anyway, so here's my other talks. I talked about passkeys in the RubyConf Thailand, RubyConf Taiwan. And today here I'm going to try to talk. There's going to be a mix of what I've talked before, but the things that I spent more time talking in the other conferences, I'm going to talk less here. And I'm going to talk about some more stuff that I have not talked in the other talks. So what is passkeys? Passkeys are a replacement for passwords. It's part of a web authentication standard. It was designed to replace or to reduce the over-reliance of passwords. Internally, it's a public and private key pair used for challenge-based authentication. It uses public key cryptographic, which has been around since the 70s. Sometimes it's protected by your device biometrics, sometimes it's discoverable, and sometimes it's bound to your device. That's an interesting scenario, it's an interesting use case, but I'm not going to talk about that today here. These are sentences that I kept in all my slides and all the presentations, and the reason why I kept is these sentences, when I was learning about what passkeys is about a year ago, these sentences helped me wrap my head around what passkeys were. When I read these, like, oh yeah, this makes sense. And it says, a password is something that can be remembered and typed, and a passkey is a secret stored in one's device and unlocked with biometrics. That sentence comes from their website. The source is there, passkeys.dev. There's a lot of interesting stuff in there. This sentence has some caveats. Not exactly I can remember all my passwords, but it's a good definition. This is one that I like. Passkeys is a public and private key pair protected by a device biometrics and used for challenge-based authentication. So let's break that down into sentences. Public and private key pair. Like I said, it uses public key cryptographic, and the idea that you have a public and a private key, then if you keep your private key private, and you keep your public key public, you give to the world, and if you needed to encrypt some data and send some data over the world, or over the web, you encrypt using your private key, and then whoever wants to read that can decrypt that data with your public key. So that's kind of what this is about. And it's protected by device biometrics, according to the standards, according to the standards, to use your passkeys, you need to first do your biometric verification. I don't think that's going to be the case all the time, but it's one of the important aspects of passkeys. And used for challenge-based authentication. Again, this goes back to the public and private key encryption. When you go to a website and you're going to sign in for a website, you just don't present your credentials. You do the private and public key encryption. The website is going to send you some data. You're like, hey, Helio. Oh, you're Helio. So in order for you to prove that you're Helio, I want you to encrypt this data with Helio's private key. And then, okay, all right, I'm going to get my private key. I'm going to encrypt this data. I'm going to send it back to you. And then the site is your application. When you're signing in, is going to look at that encrypted data, that digital signature. Oh, there's this gentleman here pretending to be Helio, and he gave me a digital signature, supposedly encrypted with Helio's private key, and then I'm going to use Helio's public key to decrypt. And if I get my data back, then voila, it's your Helio or someone who owns, who have access to Helio's private key. And that's what a challenge-based authentication looks like. So, like I said, this is passkeys is part of web authentication standards. There's a W3C standard. This is a screenshot for the first public working draft that was created in 2016. By folks from Knock Knock Labs, Microsoft, PayPal, and Google. Basically, several years ago, all the big tech companies, they got together in trying to create a standard for a better, more secure web authentication. And from that, they created an alliance called FIDO Alliance, which is just a group of companies with a goal of promoting a more secure web authentication. And this is also a slide that I like, that I have in all my presentations. This talk here today is that small little thing there. And it's just to give you guys a little bit of a perspective that when you're using your web developer hat and you are adapting adding support to passkeys to web application, you are all the way at the top of the iceberg. But there's a lot of things that it goes behind the scenes that for passkeys to be around and be a more secure, more intuitive replacements for passwords. And anyway, there's a lot of stuff in there. I'm going to talk just a little bit. 2FA or not 2FA? This is one question that has been kind of a banging my head for the past couple months. So this is a screenshot from the Fido Alliance website, from the FAQ section. And they have a question there. Are passkeys considered multi-factor authentication? So let me read that for you guys, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. So passkeys are kept on user's device, someone the user has. And if the relying party requests user verification, RP is relying party, is your web application, can only be exercised by the user with a biometric or PIN, something the user is or something the user knows. Thus, authentication with passkeys embodies the core principle of multi-factor security. That's kind of the beginning of the answer. There is a middle here that I'm going to skip that, and then let's go to the end. At the end, it says this. Note that some regulatory regimens still have to evolve to recognize passkeys as one of the officially listed forms of multi-factor. This is an area of active engagement for Fido Alliance. Just for your information, I've been learning and studying what passkeys is for about 1 year, and this note, it's since last year, exactly like that. So I don't know exactly what active engagement means for Fido, not what regulatory regimens they are talking about, but for the past year, that sentence is still there. So just this is a reminder for me, this slide for me, just remember what 2FA means, right? Something the user has, something the user knows, and something the user is. If you have two of those, then you have two-factor authentication. If you have more, you have multiple-factor authentication. So passkeys. So passkeys is kept on your user device, on your phone, on your USB stick. Sometimes, maybe most of the time, it's going to be replicated to your cloud account, right? Goes to your Apple, Google, Microsoft account. This is something that I have, the user has. And passkeys can only be used after biometric or PIN verification, something the user is. Again, there are some cases where I think you're going to be using your passkeys without those things. And that's where one thing that I was going to mention in the previous slide is that when I talk about these FAQ, I tend to say that Fido Alliance make a soft claim that passkeys are 2FA because there's wordsmith here that it was probably written for a lawyer. I'm sure it wasn't an engineer. So, but anyway. So that's what I mentioned that sometimes in a couple forums, in a couple discussions, I mentioned that Fido makes a soft claim that passkeys is 2FA. But we're seeing here that in some situations, some scenarios, it's going to be 2FA, and I think there are some situations that is not going to be 2FA. I was going to remember the sentence, right? Some regulatory regimens still have to evolve, and this is an area of active engagement. But if you are using passkeys, you have your phone or USB stick, and you need to use those to authenticate with passkeys. And I am my face, my finger, and I need to use those things if you're doing the biometric verification. And I know my USB stick PIN if you're using a hardware key. And I know that I think now some USB sticks, they now validate your fingerprint. So there are a couple good strong arguments that you're using at least two of those three things, right? But they still, some regulatory regimes has to evolve somehow. Password managers. So just for information, when the demo that I'm going to show at the end of the presentation, I hope I have time and I need to kind of speed up a little bit, maybe. The demo that I'll show was created before all the password managers had support to passkeys. This is a new technology, and way before password managers were able to do to support passkeys, you already have native support on your Macs, Windows laptops, iPhones, Androids, the three browsers, major browsers, right? Safari, Chrome, and Edge. Firefox took forever to work finally on the Mac. Finally, last week or 2 weeks ago, they finally released a version, I think it was 1.22, that now works on Mac. Firefox worked on my iPhone before it worked on my Mac, so maybe there's some regulatory regimes that is playing some role somewhere. But password managers, should they become passkeys managers? Can password managers have access to our device biometrics? Your cell phone, Touch ID, Face ID, your laptop, Touch ID. Should they have access? A password manager is necessary in this world of passkeys. By the way, this demo that I'm going to show you, a couple weeks ago, I was trying on doing some updating some dependencies, and I was doing some tests and doing some manual tests before deployment, and it stopped working on Safari when I was logged in on my vault, on my password manager's vault. So I had to log out from my password manager to be able to use the native support that Safari and Mac has for passkeys. But